This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a guest in the studio for this segment, Glenda Beatty, who is the director of Paws Rescue, with Paws standing for Pets Are Worth Saving, and we also have a special guest with us as well. We've got Huey, who is a nine-week-old puppy, and he is absolutely adorable, and he's licking the microphone.
There you go.
So bottom line is, Huey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Huey.
And Glenda, welcome to you as well. Thank you for coming in.
Let's get a little description of what Huey looks like.
I'll let you do it.
Well, he's just a beautiful little puppy. I mean, he's kind of a darker brindle, and he's a good-sized puppy for 9 weeks, so he's a good-sized breed. Has kind of a nice white collar tie that goes all the way down almost to his belly button. And although they don't have belly buttons, but if he had a belly button, they would go down to there. And pretty good-sized paws, and just kind of a Labrador type face. What kind of puppy is he?
Yeah, Glenda.
Why don't you tell us what kind of puppy we have here?
He has some pit bull. He is pit bull.
He's got a nice strong head.
Lab and retriever.
Okay.
So he's got three different breeds in him.
He looks beautiful.
Yeah, he absolutely does. A pile of joy I can see right there.
And he's at that perfect age for someone because he's at 9 weeks and ready to have all the positive influences that you might want to give him. He is gorgeous.
Yeah. So, Glenda, can you tell us a little bit about Paws? What is Paws all about?
We are an all-breed rescue. We take in dogs and puppies of all ages and sizes and breeds. And we also do cats. And we are also a no-kill. So when we take in a dog, a cat, or puppy or whatever it may be, it stays until it finds a home.
And when they come in, where do they go? Is it a home-type based organization?
We have foster homes and we have a kennel.
Oh, you do have a kennel.
And
okay.
So they go wherever it's best for them to go or wherever we have an opening. And we also spay and neuter every dog or cat that goes out of our facility.
So when we were having a conversation earlier, one thing that comes to mind is that there seems to be different type of owners for not only different types of breeds, but different types of owners for different age groups of dogs. And that's a puppy, although very impressionable, requires a bit more attention and a little bit more effort. Do you have to do some particular screening for that? And tell us how you do that.
Yes, we do. For a puppy, we make sure that the person that is adopting the puppy is not away at work all day long.
Okay.
A small puppy cannot be kept in a cage 9 to 10 hours a day. In fact, our maximum is 4 hours a day for a puppy.
And guess what? That's exactly what Tanya said on the show just not more than a few minutes ago. So that's fantastic.
Yep. And even adult dogs, we don't recommend that people just go away and leave them. And some people come home on their lunch hours. We do allow that, although not for a puppy. And we also recommend that they take their puppy to doggy daycare, which many people do now. If they if they're working and they really want a puppy, they go to doggy daycare. They have to have the expense of going there.
Yep.
Interesting. And how do you go about caring for all of these dogs and puppies? Do you have a large group of people that work with you in that regard?
We're a pretty large group. We have about, maybe 60 to 70 volunteers. That includes fosters and volunteers.
That's a pretty big effort.
And of course, we work off of donations. We're constantly looking for donated food and money and people to just come in and help take care of the animals, and we get quite a few people who are willing to do that.
Why do you like doing this? Why are you here? You drove an hour away,
right,
and you spent a good time in the car with this beautiful puppy, and you're taking up probably half your day. What's your energy? Why are you here?
I've been doing this for almost 25 years.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I love animals, and I just cannot stand to see them homeless and mm-hmm. abused. And many years ago, I just made a commitment to help as many animals as I could.
Oh, that's
and
very good.
I've stood by that.
I see. You have.
Well, and Glenda, when people are looking at it, the one frustration I'd imagine that you have, and Rick and I have talked about it before, is that it's one thing to fall in love with an animal. I've fallen in love with Huey, and he's only been here for a few minutes. But it's not just the matter of the short term. It's the long term commitment. Because a lot of times when you adopt an animal and you don't do your homework in advance, and you end up having to give up the animal, you can do more harm than good. So how is it in your screening process that you can prevent against that from happening?
Well, whenever someone wants to adopt a pet from us, they have to fill out our pre-adopt form. And they can get that from our website, or we have, when we're at our adoption sites. And on that form, it tells us a lot about the person. We ask where they live, if they have a fenced yard. Do they have a veterinarian that would recommend them? Have they had a dog before? Have they had a cat before? How long have they gone away from the home? Mm-hmm. Do they have children? And so there are many, many things that...
And to that extent, do you counsel people? Let's say they fall short on the tests. Is it something that you can give them some encouragement so they can? Let's say if I've never had a puppy.
Well,
you know.
Absolutely. We do go a lot by a vet reference.
Okay.
So that's the first thing we're going to ask a person, if they've had a dog before, and can they give us a reference from their vet?
Sure.
That's not final, uh-huh. but we do take that into consideration. That's uh-huh. the first thing we take into consideration. If it's a young couple and they've never had a dog before, then we might ask them for a vet reference from their family. Did your family have a dog?
Uh-huh.
And because most of the time, a person is going to do what their parents did.
And is there some training that people can get if they want to get a puppy, but they may not know all the great points that we heard earlier in the show?
Absolutely. There's lots of different training methods that you can use. You can go to a private trainer. We happen to work out of PetSmart, so we recommend the PetSmart trainers a lot.
Okay.
And we have a dog trainer that works with our hard-to-place dogs.
Sure.
So we always recommend training, for sure.
Sure. And we started the your section with Huey chewing on the microphone, and that was call to arms for Kathy Goodman. She came back in the studio, and she's got the perfect little chew toy that the dog is now being encouraged to chew on. So if Huey becomes a big star on the radio or on TV, he won't be chewing the microphones, hopefully, as he gets a little bigger. So thank you, Kathy. Very fantastic. So he's just sitting here just chewing away on a nice little teething toy. It's a long tubular canvas fluffy little thing that could probably let him chew for a long time. I don't think he'd ever chew through it. And nice little strap with a handle, and he's just chewing away. So Kathy's letting him do everything he wants to do as a puppy.
Right. And Glenda, in terms of if people are interested in helping out your organization in terms of donations or possibly fostering, do you have a website, or is there a way for people to get in contact with you?
Yes, we do have a website. The website is pawsanimalrescue.org.
Okay, and if people are interested in seeing Huey, does he have a picture on that website?
He does. He has. Well, when they go to the pawsanimalrescue.org, you will find another site on there for Pet Finder, which
okay.
all of our most animal rescues put their dogs and cats on Pet Finder.
Pet Finder, right.
So he is on Pet Finder, and you'll find a link to Pet Finder on our site. And then you can go and see Huey on there.
He's absolutely adorable.
Well, I would encourage anyone to go take a look at him, because if you're looking for an absolutely adorable puppy who is absolutely a bundle of joy, he's sitting in our studio right now, and he is absolutely a pleasure. So we just want to thank you, Glenda, for coming in and sharing Huey with us and our listeners. We've been talking this morning with Glenda Beatty, who is the director director of Paws Rescue, which stands for Pets Are Worth Saving, and it's dogs and puppies and cats. And we want to thank you so much for coming in. And
thank you.
And Rick, what a great show. I don't know what it is about dogs and puppies that just absolutely exhilarates me.
Well, I'm smiling.
But they absolutely bring joy to this world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's such a pleasure to have that. So on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Mark Price, and the pet expert himself, Rick Pruse, here in the studio, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you to please have a great weekend and a great week. And we'll see you again next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take great care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.